Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Nursing Uncensored. Your host, Adrienne Benning, invites you to listen in on real conversations about all things in the nursing world. This podcast is intended for nurses, nursing students, and allied health professionals, but non-medical folk will probably get a kick out of us too. If you like what you hear, subscribe and share. Hey guys, Adrienne here, and today we are going to talk about my first 9 apps in my list of must-have iOS apps for nurses and nursing students. Now, I know that you can't see the apps that I'm going to be showing you today or telling you about today, but I did make a companion video. I actually made a video, you guys, so it's over on the Nursing Uncensored website. You can go and find it there, or you can just listen to me talk about these, and then I'll give you a detailed list so you can find these apps if you want to try them. This will be part one of a 3-part series, so you'll have to come back for the other 2 episodes, but I wanted to get this out to you so that you could get the tools that you need as this semester gets off to a start. Here we go. Let's start with the first one. Number one, we're going to talk about the Passymuir Trach Tools app. Now, this will be great for a number of things, not just in clinicals or on the job, but this would be great for students because there are a number of different features in this app. The first that I want to highlight is that there's actually a communication board in this application. So if you have a patient that has a tracheostomy or they can't speak for whatever reason, but they can use their hands, they can actually touch what's on the screen and it will speak that word out loud. So there are choices for things like yes, no, pain, nurse, basic things they might need or might ask for during the course of a visit with you. Also in the Trach Tools app, we have actual trach care information. So this breaks down with both text and illustration what a tracheostomy is, what all the pieces of it are, how to care for it, how to do stoma care, how to manage secretions, monitoring, and all sorts of different indications for nurses. There is also information about the Passymuir valve itself. So what is it? Why would we use it? There are videos, illustrations, as well as text information on the Passymuir valve. So this is great. I learned a few things from it just reading it, even though I work with patients all the time. Like, for example, it says that it improves olfaction. So putting this little cap, this specialized cap over the end of someone's trach, not only allows them to speak and do some things that they can't do with an open trach, but yeah, they can smell better. I had no idea. Yeah, so lots of interesting information in this app. Also within the app, geared more towards patients, are links to videos. And these videos cover things like day one of having a Passymuir, eating on event. And it also links to their website where there are even more videos on living and taking care of a tracheostomy. So that's the first app that I think is great. That is free. I didn't have to pay anything for that. The second app I'd like to talk about is the O2 calculator. This is great if you have to transport patients that have oxygen, or if you have patients that are on oxygen and they just want to like go off the unit for a little while or go down to the cafeteria or whatever, and you want to know how much time we have left before this tank runs out of air. So in this app, there are 2 settings. There's one for just like free flow, like if your patient's on like a nasal cannula or something, and then there's also a setting for the vent. With the free flow, you just put in the PSI of the tank, how many liters that patient is on, you hit the calculate button, and then it gives you a list at the bottom of all the different types of tanks, and then the amount of time left with each tank for these settings. So, for example, if I look at, I have a PSI of, say, 3,000, which I don't know. I think that might be a little full for a tank. You're on 2 liters. So if you have a type D tank, you've got 4 hours, 45 minutes of oxygen. If you click on the tank type, it then gives you a drop-down menu so you can either see the details, which are all the details about that tank, as well as the mathematical calculation they used to figure out how much time is left in that tank. And then you also have the option to set a countdown timer. So this is great because then you can actually set the timer on your phone, and as that tank starts to run low, you're going to have notice. With the vent setting, it's very similar, but instead of just adding the PSI of the tank and the liters per minute, you can actually add in the PSI of the tank, their respiratory rate, the tidal volume, and the amount of oxygen that they're actually receiving, or the FiO2. Same way, you hit calculate, it tells you, depending on which type of tank you have, how much time is left before that runs out, and you can set a timer for it as well. So I think this is a really handy app, whether you're a student helping transport a patient, or you're a nurse, or you're someone who has a loved one who has oxygen. So great for any of those circumstances. This one is also a free app. Number 3, and our first limited free app, there is a paid version as well. This is the Scrub Cheats app from nrsng.com. Now, I just have the free version of this app. However, if I had found this app at the beginning of nursing school, I would have bought it, no doubt. It's $10, one-time fee, and if you have the free version, you have access to 14 cheat sheets. If you have the paid version, then you have access to 70-plus cheat sheets, and they're constantly updated, so you always know that they're accurate. With the free version, you have a number of different categories, fundamentals, cardiac, OB peds, pharmacology, neuro, labs, respiratory, GI, endocrine, and under each one of those, there's a number of different cheat sheets. One of the ones that I have access to with the free app is fundamentals head-to-toe assessment. So if I click on that, it's going to go ahead and download this cheat sheet for me. And this cheat sheet actually is fantastic. When I open it up, it has an image of the human body front and back. And for each part of the body, it lists a number of things that you want to look at in your head-to-toe assessment. Now, this would be great for a nursing student or someone who's in clinicals and you're about to do a head-to-toe on a patient and you just want to take a quick look at your cheat sheet. It's beautiful, it's concise, it's easy to read, and it just has the most important information on it. So this would be a great thing to have on my phone or my tablet. Just peek at it real quick before you start your day, and then you've got a better idea of what you're going to be assessing. Some of the locked ones under fundamentals are like medical Spanish, mnemonics, IV therapy, therapeutic diets, ACLS. There's so much content in here. I'm not going to read it all, but you have access to it for like $10. And I think this is an absolutely fantastic. I think anything that NRSNG does is basically fantastic. So find their stuff and use them as a resource. If they ask you for money, even though this is not sponsored by them and I haven't purchased all of their content, everything that I've bought from them so far has been ace in the hole, top-notch information. All right, next up, while I'm singing the praises of nrsng.com, I also want to talk about an app I did purchase, which is the NRSNG Clinical Library. This one was a little bit pricey. I don't remember exactly how much I paid for it. It was maybe a $30 or $40 app. But this is another one that I've already used this at my job a number of times as a refresher on a number of different things. So let me talk a little bit about this. So we have 7 categories in this app: care plans, cheat sheets, flashcards, image database, mnemonics, patho charts, and the audio database. So the audio database links up to their podcast, which they have a pharmacology podcast that is fantastic. I used to listen to it on my way to and from nursing school, but it's basically just like quick little audio clips on really anything that's in this long, long list. It's an alphabetical list. We've got everything from medications to basic procedures, diagnoses. This is fantastic. So that's just the audio database. Then we've got the care plan, which if I was oh my gosh, I wish so much I had had this when I was in school, because you can pick a diagnosis, click on it, and you've got a number of different tabs. You've got patho, etiology, desired outcomes, looking at subjective and objective data, the nursing interventions, which the rationales for the interventions in here are basically from the NAMDA. So you've also got a list of references for where they got all of this information from. Again, long list. I'm like scrolling on my phone. I'm like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and there's so much information. So yeah, and I'm not going to go through the rest, but you've got access to flashcards and image database. I used the patho chart the other day because I took care of a patient with leukemia, and while I have taken care of patients with leukemia before, I wanted an update in my brain of the patho and some of the interventions that are most important for that type of patient. So this has already paid for itself in the amount of helpful information I've had access to on the fly. That's the third one. Now we're going to get into that was the fourth one. So we're going to get into numbers 5 and 6, and these are kind of sister applications. One is the Micromedics drug app, and the other is the Micromedics drug app specifically for IV compatibility. So first, let's talk about number 5, the drug guide. You do have access to a free version, which is limited, but I think I only paid a few dollars for this. I think it was less than $10. It might have been even less than $5. In any case, this is great. You can either search by drug name, again, it's alphabetical, or you can search by class, and any medication that you click on, you are going to get the full drug guide listing. So I've clicked on a medication, and the categories that it lists out for me are dosing and indications, black box warnings, IV compatibility, contraindications, drug interactions, adverse effects, mechanism of action, pharmacokinetics, and a number more, toxicology, monitoring, yada yada. My favorite thing is at the bottom here. For each one, you have a tab for clinical teaching, which, whether you're teaching students or you are a student, this is great because it gives you some of those random little details that you need to know. Like, for example, I've clicked on Abilify, and it says, like, tell patient to avoid activities that require mental alertness. These are the symptoms they have to watch for. Make sure they don't get dehydrated or overheat because temperature regulation is impaired. There's all these great little details that you can use even when doing teaching with your patient. So I love this guide. This is great. That's the drug guide. Similarly, we have the Micromedics IV compatibility guide, which this was the real reason I went after these apps, because I give a lot of IV antibiotics to my patients, and many of them are incompatible. I also might have a patient who has a large number of medications IV that are incompatible. And so we have access to Micromedics at work, but it means that I have to log into the computer, wait for it to boot up, get into their MAR, get into the Micromedics app, wait for that to load. And really, it's so much faster to just pull out my phone, type in this information at the desk, boom, 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 and I have my compatibility information. I'm going to look up. I know that tobramycin, that's one, and then Zosyn are both, those are incompatible antibiotics. So I click on those to put them in my list, and then I click check compatibility, which it will check compatibility among a list of medications. You don't just have to do two at a time. But it'll give me both the Y-site incompatibility information as well as instructions on whether or not these can be mixed. Now, I'm not doing mixing of medications on my unit. They come pre-mixed from the pharmacy. But if you are doing mixtures, this can be really helpful to make sure that you're not doing something you shouldn't be doing. So anyway, I get to Zosyn and Toby, and I click on that, and it tells me not just that they're incompatible and what the dosages are, but it tells me what happened when those incompatibilities occurred. So like, this tells me that if we mix Zosyn and Toby, that we get haze immediately upon mixing, and that microparticulates form in that liquid within an hour. So I don't have to wonder. I don't have to say, I wonder what happens if these accidentally mix in the line. I already know. Thank you, Micromedics app. So I've used this also. Again, paid for itself 1,000 times over, because I think it was only a few bucks. So if you are at a point in your career or your education where you're doing IV medications, this is a great resource that's in your pocket and it's updated all the time. So you know it's going to be accurate. Those were 5 and 6. Number 7 is a medication called IV Calc. And this is great because we can use this to double check our math. Now, you need to know how to do this math. No calculator is ever going to be perfect, and you need to know what you're doing so that you know you can at least look at these calculators and be like, yes, okay, that's right. But I use them for a double check. I can use this to calculate IV push, an IV drip, other dosage calculations based on weight or whatever you need. So if I click on the IV push, it asks me to put in the dose that I'm trying to give, the total dose in the little bottle of medication that I have, and the volume of that bottle. I click calculate and it tells me exactly how many mils or what percentage of a mil I'm giving. The same with if I look at the IV infusion calc, I can choose my dosage, whether I'm looking at minutes, hours, units, micrograms, milligrams, whatever. You can do it by weight, and this will double check your math. This is great because when I'm in a panic, I don't want to have to pull out a piece of paper and count on my brain to do it perfectly. I want to double check. And so having this app nearby is really, really helpful so that I know that I am giving the correct dosage if I have to be moving very quickly. All right, so IV Calc app, thank you very much for your service. You as well, was free. I've already used it a number of times, so this is great. Similarly, we have the OmniMedics app, which is another drug calculator. But the reason that I'm highlighting this one, I think I paid for this one, and I don't remember how much I paid, but I think it was only a few dollars. In addition to doing all of the drug conversion and calculations that we just talked about, it can also help with, for example, calculating, it has the Parkland burn formula, so you can calculate if someone has a burn, how much of their skin is burned. We can look at ABG. It'll help you double check your ABG value. It'll tell you, is it respiratory? Is it metabolic? Is it compensated? Is it not? It also has information on heparin drips. You can calculate a heparin drip. Now this, I will give you a disclaimer for all of this. You need to know what your policies and procedures are for your institution. Every hospital is going to have some kind of algorithm or nomogram for their heparin drips. So don't 100% rely on an app on your phone. You have to know what you're doing, but these are a great double check to make sure that you're doing it right. All right, and then my last app, the 9th app for this episode, for part 1 of our must-have apps for nurses and nursing students, is Quizlet. I love this app. Also, you can access it on a desktop as well, but why do I love this app? There are a few reasons. Of course, you can use it. If you get the paid version, you can create as many flashcard decks for yourself as you want. I love it because sometimes having actual note card, index card, flashcards can be impractical, whether you're on the move or, you know, standing in line at the grocery store, or you just don't like to have that much extra paper on you. So that's the basic level of this app, is that you can make flashcards, you can create decks, and then you can just have access to them all the time as long as you've got your phone. But the real reason that I love this app is because everyone has their decks on here. So say I want to study, and I don't have time to make flashcards, but I need to study. I want to do some flashcards while I'm waiting, you know, before class or whatever. I can type in, I'm going to type in nursing and respiratory, because that's the nursing specialty I'm in. It gives me a list, a long list, of decks of cards that people have made about the respiratory system. So I can, for example, go in, I'm going to click on this particular deck. It has 62 cards in it. I can either choose to use them like digital flashcards. I can do a matching game. I can do a test. If I just want to do, say, let's make this easy, we'll do the flashcards. I can click on the deck and I have access to 62 flashcards. And, you know, I can just glance at it and be like, okay, does this look like stuff that I'm studying? Is this the level that I'm at? Yes, all this stuff looks like stuff that's in my textbook. So you can even find stuff that is reflective of textbooks, ATI, all those sorts of places where you get information for school. So I'm looking right now. Not only can you use the flashcards, but let's see if I can get it to do it. What is blood flow in capillaries surrounding the air sacs? I flip the card over and it tells me...
Perfusion.
Oh yes, that's great. Thank you, Quizlet app. This is fantastic. Save this, use it, take advantage of the work that other people have done, because creating flashcards is a tedious and painful task when you've got a lot to do. All right, you guys, those are my 9 apps, the first 9 apps for nurses and nursing students, and I hope that some of these apps actually come in handy for you. Come back for part 2, and I will have 9 more apps for both nurses and nursing students. Until then, happy nursing and happy studying too. Here at Nursing Uncensored, we may be, well, uncensored, but we're not unfiltered. Protected health information has been changed and concealed to comply with HIPAA. The things we talk about are from years of experience with thousands of patients, things we've read, stories we've heard. If you think we're talking about you, we're not. Also, we're real nurses here to provide helpful and accurate information. But don't take anything we say as fact without doing your own research. Refer to your state's Board of Nursing, Practice Acts, and your institution's policies and procedures if you have questions about your practice. Lastly, our very strong opinions are ours alone and do not reflect those of our employers, educational, or professional institutions. Thanks for listening, and happy nursing, folks!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.